Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Robin Williams, a great comedic actor, found dead. And now confirmed it was a belt around his neck. Here's he committed suicide. Had money troubles, thought his career was faltering, was depressed. Imagine if we could have gotten him awakened to the New World Order and to go out and try to warn people about what was happening instead of being on the Hollywood reservation and looks like committing suicide over not being famous enough or whatever. So sad. So sad to be in that position and to have all that promise in the years he had left and to kill himself. Let's talk to Max in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. King of Reality. I have killed thousands of spiders and watched them sucked into the blackness, tangled in their own web. The pyramid has no top, where we all live in the realm of oneness, of the circle, God, the master builder. Even the 360th right and the fart like Mariah has already failed by blinding themselves with the dim light of phallic measuring egotism. I call to remind them that, verified from my own experience, justice in equal measure awaits.
Sounds very interesting. You want to talk about Illuminati and eugenics, is what it says on the board. Anything else?
No, keep up the good work.
Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Adrian from Missouri. Says has inside info on the riots. Thanks for calling, Adrian. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir. Go ahead. Tell us what happened.
Hey, yes, I was at the Ferguson protest rallies yesterday and the day before. But what they did yesterday was totally uncalled for. They had riot police out there in full tactical gear, and while everybody, we was across the street and we were protesting patiently, we were protesting peacefully, and right around the time of right before the 12 o'clock mark, they told us that we had to disassemble and we had to move along. Now, from my recollection, I don't think that there's an expiration date on your First Amendment right to a peaceful protest. I don't think that you're supposed to have an expiration date. But they told us to move out of the street and put us on the sidewalk. Now, we're on the sidewalk. This is a public sidewalk. We can protest all we want, all right, as long as we're not impeding traffic, okay? And what they did at the 12 o'clock mark, everybody started moving to another part of the city to go protest. But the ones that were still standing there, they told the media, the local news crews, to leave. They did a media blackout.
No, I know. I don't like the fact they've been kicking the media out, and we've seen police shoot people before who aren't armed and then try to cover it up. I don't know if that's the case, but I mean, obviously it stinks. But it's two different issues. People demonstrating should have the right to do that, but when you've already got looting and stuff going on, it'll be used to suspend everybody's rights, which is why they want to stir this up on MSNBC and other places. So I hear what you're saying. In fact, I'd like to get your name and number and have you on the nightly news for like 10 minutes tonight so you can give us your real perspective and also document for us that you're indeed there. And maybe you can show my crew around when they get there tonight or tomorrow, sir. How's that sound?
Hey, that sounds perfect. That
all right, guys. Perfect. Thank you. Sir, guys, get Adrian's name and number, and then give it to Jakari and Biggs and Josh and everybody else before they go. They haven't already gone yet. And let's try to get him on the nightly news. So let's get Adrian's number over to, who's on the nightly news tonight? Is it Leanne or McBreen or is it Jakari? Okay. I guess Jakari's going up to St. Louis. All right, folks. I'm sorry to other callers. Mad Wit, D, Darlene, and others. I got to go. Nightly News Tonight 7. If you call back those callers, I'll go to the head of the line for you. Thank you for calling in. Alex Jones signing off for now. God bless you all.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com, or call toll free 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Waging war on corruption is Alex Jones.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy. Let me try with pleasured hands to take you in this land to promised land, to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
Well, here we are on Tuesday, the 12th day already of August 2014. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we're going to be here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours, ladies and gentlemen. We will have open phones throughout the 3 hours. You know, I was thinking about the folks that have been rioting in Ferguson and in areas of South St. Louis, who've been burning down shops and businesses and grocery stores and mini marts and homes. And I realized that they're only following the example of the U.S. federal government. Because if a police officer did shoot a 18-year-old black man in cold blood with his hands up, as witnesses say, which certainly has happened before and is happening with more frequency, because of instinctive shooting training mainly. If that is the case, it makes total sense. Because if the police kill someone who's innocent, you don't go attack the police station. You don't go try to burn down the police station or burn down police cars or attack police. By the way, I'm not endorsing that. I'm just saying hypothetically. No, no, no. You burn up your own neighborhood and any shops that are white owned. That will certainly show them. And how are they taking their cue from the federal government? Actually, from George Walker Bush. Well, it's just like supposedly 15 of the 19 hijackers came from Saudi Arabia, but we attacked their arch enemy, Iraq, and then overthrew the government and have armed now Saudi Arabian-backed Al-Qaeda Wahhabists from Saudi Arabia to take it over. So I guess, actually, they're not taking a total cue from the federal government where Saudi Arabia attacks us, so we attack Saudi Arabia's enemy and blame them for it. This is where the cops reportedly shoot an innocent person, and then the people burn down part of their own neighborhood. Because to actually mimic our government, the blacks would protest a fellow black person being killed in cold blood by shooting a bunch of innocent blacks. Because that's kind of what happened with 9/11. If you believe the official story, Saudi Arabia was involved. Clearly, they were at some level. And so you attack the country that was not involved. So actually, that's not a fair analogy, is it? Because the blacks in St. Louis and in Ferguson would have to just randomly kill black people. And they'd have to kill about 1,500,000. Because I keep using the million number. That was from the sanctions and the first year of the war. From 1990 to 2007, it was over 1 million, according to the British Medical Journal that did the analysis. The Lancet and others did breakdowns. It's about 1.5 million now. So actually, you'd have to kill, I guess, every black person in St. Louis to make it something comparable. Kill up 50, 100,000 black people. They'd have to kill 50, 100,000 of their own people to actually be as cockamamie and crazy and off the wall as the propaganda that we accept in this country. And if you're having trouble wrapping your mind around that gibberish that I just spent 4 minutes putting out, hey, don't blame me. I'm putting out the twisted, backwards, upside down, bizarro world, satanic logic of the globalist. Of course, there's really no logic at all except destabilization and power grabbing. That's what's happening. Because our government for 4 years, basically, has been, I keep saying 3 years, it's about 4 years now, has been funding Al-Qaeda rebels in Libya and in Egypt and in Iraq and in Syria to take over areas, build a command base, to then threaten the West with all the Stinger missiles they've got, so they can then set up police states in the Western world to counter the people that publicly work for them. And again, where's the logic of that? The federal government, the CIA, publicly funded Al-Qaeda to go in and take over Libya. They did the same thing in a whole bunch of other countries. And now they're acting like they don't know why ISIS is running wild, trying to take over Kurdish areas where they're not supposed to be. See, they're painting outside the lines. They're not painting by the numbers. So they've all got to be bombed to go back into the areas where they're allowed to be, forming their new state out of western Iraq into eastern Syria. And I know I talk a lot about this because it's an unfolding tragedy. And it's a war crime because it's bigger than just what's happening with Al-Qaeda. It's an illustration of everything the globalists do, where they create the crisis, create the terror group, turn them loose, and then let them basically take over society, and then pose as saviors to then counter them. So we're going to look back at the BART police shooting of Oscar Grant, where the police said that he had assaulted them. They had video of it, but the truth is he didn't resist. They put him down on his stomach and shot him through the back, through his heart. And then they tried to grab everybody's cell phones so that no one could document it. The trouble was someone hid behind a seat in a train and got the execution on video. And it doesn't matter if you're a poor white Appalachian white or a poor inner city black, the attitude is you can basically be executed and nobody gets in trouble. And more the police are being turned into a paramilitary to basically wage war on who they've been trained their enemy is, and that's the American people. Now, a lot of departments have resisted this, but a lot of departments have succumbed to it. And everyone needs to understand that when they're done setting the precedent on poor people of getting away with this, it's going to be moved against the real target, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, Christians, conservatives, because that's who this is really being prepared for. And I always told you that, and now it's public. Obama said 2 days ago on Sunday in a New York Times article that the main threat is conservatives and the fact that we won't compromise and that we've radicalized the media. When he says conservatives, he says the radicals that have taken it over, the Tea Party, that's the libertarian 1776ers who understand the battle space, understand the game, understand what's being done, understand the big picture. Of course we're the enemy. Because we know the globalists. We know their game plan. We study them. And we want prosperity. We want stability. We want the police to be constitutional and respected and to be guardians with the people of society, locally controlled. We want the citizens to have jobs and prosperity and have an age of chivalry return and a new renaissance. We want to have a nation of quality and honor, a nation of strong male and female role models and strong families. We want what works. And the globalists have infected society with cultural, psychological warfare viruses on record to break up the family, to degenerate art and society. It's all been declassified. Just type in CIA, put out deviant art and pornography, and promoted the legalization of hardcore pornography. And I'm not up here on some high horse saying, you know, that I haven't been around the block. The whole point is that we know where this all came from. To sear the conscience so that when real things are going on that are bad, we are so desensitized, we don't get up and resist it. I talk a lot about my grandfather, who was in two tours in World War II, one in aircraft, and after he was done with his missions, on the ground in Italy and then in Germany, and saw starving children, piles of dead bodies, the whole nine yards. And he was a man's man, very popular, you know, elected into government. But he would not watch violent television or violent movies. And it wasn't because he couldn't handle it. It was because it was insulting to have seen a lot of real dead people and a lot of dead bodies and a lot of starving children. And then to see it turned into a joke on television. He wouldn't let my dad and his brother go see violent films. And if they were in a violent film, he'd get up and take them out of it. And it wasn't because he was a wimp. You know, he'd been a boxer and then had been put in a military academy and everything else before he even was sent off to the Army Air Corps. But he understood it was offensive because the image of violence, the image of sex, all it does, and the studies show this, is desensitize you from the real thing. It ruins real sex for you. And then it desensitizes violence, where you don't care about your neighbor getting killed or drug off. You already saw that on television 1,000 times last month.
It seems that everywhere you turn to these days, people are talking about the health benefits of silver. But don't be fooled into believing all silver is the same. Only one silver solution has been clinically shown to be hundreds of times stronger than colloidal or ionic silver. That's supernatural silver. It can be used internally as a powerful immune system enhancer to fight off bacteria and viruses. Supernatural silver can be used topically to treat any type of wound or skin issue. It's even gentle enough to be used on the ears, eyes, and sinuses. And unlike harsh drugs and antibiotics, supernatural silver has no side effects. Available as a liquid or a gel that you can use every day to stay healthy and well. To experience outstanding customer service and to place your order, visit supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with supernatural silver. Only at supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the water table, to our soils, to the atmosphere itself, our world is becoming more and more toxic each and every day. But it's not just the air outside that's toxic. Indoor air has been shown to have 2 to 5 times higher concentrations of pollutants than even outdoor air. And most Americans spend 90% of their time inside using toxic chemicals within their homes. There are more than 42 million smokers in the United States. Well over 1,000 types of mold and mildew linked to numerous conditions. And don't forget the fact that 6 million Americans live with pets they're allergic to as well. When I began to research these statistics, it was clear to me it was time to start cleansing my lungs in order to combat the toxic environment that we cannot escape, but that we can fight back against. Made with organic and wild cultivated herbs and manufactured in the USA, the new InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse is here in a convenient spray bottle that can be brought with you throughout any toxic environment. Now available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Travel so hard, ooh, Lord, travel so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble, but God. Don't nobody know my trouble.
All right, we're gonna break down kill switches, not being just put into cell phones, but into all electronics to surveil you and your family on record, and to be turned off during globalist takeovers. And I'm going to air a clip from television in 1997 where Charlton Heston narrates discussing psyops against populations. So that's coming up in the next segment. We'll dovetail it with all of the latest economic and military news. This morning, I got physically angry, and I was very happy that I had the emotional response of becoming nauseous at the thought, and at first having a feeling of powerlessness, because that was my brain trying to figure out how to get out of it, how to defeat it, how to gain power over it, how to protect the species, how to protect the continuity of the genetics. I had some friends over this morning for breakfast, and one of them was a former nanny to my children who is pregnant and getting married. A few people just dropped by for a 45-minute long breakfast. And even though I've known this person for about 6 years, and she's smart, she goes, well, we're going to do some of the vaccines, we think, but not all of them. And I sat back and got on the computer on a laptop and was showing her mainline documents where there's cancer viruses in most of the vaccines, where polio actually gives people polio worldwide, mainstream headlines, but they call it paralysis, where they shot black people up for 47 years and kept it secret with syphilis and allowed them to spread it to hundreds of thousands of people, killing tens of thousands. And just well-known stuff. And she's like, oh, I did know about that. And I said, yeah, watch this news clip just from last week. I see one of these every few weeks without looking. And it's always a local newscast. It never makes it nationally. Where a 12 or 11-year-old girl takes the Gardasil shot, the HPV, and dies. And she goes, oh, yeah, I know a lot of women that have gotten real sick from that, or their daughters have. Oh, no, I'd never take that. And I go, so you do know that's bad. And I go, do you remember Rick Perry saying it was the law you had to take it? She goes, yeah, there were TV commercials with him saying it's the law. And so my head starts spinning. I want to get those videos again. I want to warn people. I get physically angry at a government lying and saying it's the law when there was no law, knowing it killed a bunch of people during the trials. Because that's when it has, I mean, to be able to sterilize you. A large portion of women that take it, of course, it attacks the ovaries. That's now been confirmed. For that to happen, sometimes it's going to have a bigger effect and kill you. And it just hit me how evil this system is, and the eugenicists and all their documents and eco-science and all the admissions. And I had to sit there for 45 minutes and ruin what would have been a nice breakfast. As we sat there eating steak and eggs and bell peppers and onions, just pulling stuff up. And then my buddy that came over, my personal trainer, he never even told me all this stuff. He goes, yeah, my cousin, my aunt, total natural, organic, homeschooled, kids never got sick, super healthy. Then he got into the Army Academy, gave him a bunch of shots, 6 months in a coma. Brain damage, has to take pills every day now from the shots the Army gave him, and they admit the shots did it. And then the other person that was there started talking about people they knew that had been damaged, and then my grandmother says she got polio 2 weeks after getting it and has been on crutches ever since and still alive at 89. And I just realized I've become too comfortable with this, and the doctors are compartmentalized, the nurses are compartmentalized. I mean, I'm the one that broke that they're secretly taking blood at birth for 43 years. And by the way, when I say that, I don't get a thrill that I broke that. I get nauseous and angry like I'm caught in a dog pile playing football with 10 big guys on me, and I can't breathe and I can't get out of it. Because I know I've gotten out of stuff before. I've moved the world before. And I know I've got the power to reach out to you to move the lever. Because after that broke, there's been all these lawsuits, global phenomenon, it's now known. And I just know we can get the lever, and we can literally tear Grendel's arm out of the socket if we have the will. But the only reason I have the power is through you. But I'm saying, they're murdering.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again, and they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
This is Alex Jones for InfoWarsLife.com. The latest in preparedness is now here. An electrically stabilized colloidal silver solution that can be added to both your home cabinet and preparedness pack alike. Concentrated to 30 parts per million in what has been dubbed the survival silver solution. The new InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver is the answer for you and your family. And it's entirely free of toxic artificial additives that are loaded into many products. The InfoWars Life Silver Bullet Silver is so powerful that it is concentrated into a 2-ounce bottle and is not recommended for extended continual use. This is not a low-grade formula. We are working with one of the top laboratory manufacturers in the United States to bring you the best form of colloidal silver using electrical processes within a base of deionized water for your preparedness storage or your home kitchen. Purchase your bottle of InfoWarsLife.com Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver today and find other amazing supplements at InfoWarsLife.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I'll show you politics in America. Here it is, right here.
I think the puppet on the right shares my beliefs. I think the puppet on the left is more to my liking. Hey, wait a minute. There's one guy holding up both puppets. Shut up.
Go back to bed, America. Your government is in control.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
I want to try to tie everything here together. I haven't talked about Robin Williams' death yet. I like Robin Williams. I thought he was a great actor. And I'm sad that it looks like he committed suicide by hanging. But then I look at the headlines. Report, Robin Williams had serious money troubles. This is a guy that made hundreds of millions of dollars. And he was worried about faltering career. Fox News is reporting, and Radar Online. The stories are up on drudgereport.com. And I think about that. If Robin Williams would have been more worried about helping other people, if Robin Williams would have been more worried about discovering the wonders of the universe and loving his friends and family and not been depressed about a faltering career and money troubles, he would probably be alive today. And I don't fault him for committing suicide. That's his business. And I don't speak ill of the dead if they've not been a rapacious person. But Robin Williams clearly went along with the establishment line. And Robin Williams was obviously a worldly person. And it shows. I would understand someone committing suicide if they had incredibly painful bone cancer. And if they just started taking enough morphine to fade off. I don't think the state should be involved in that, though, because then they'll start killing people that are healthy, which has already begun in Northern and Western Europe. But I think about the Hollywood people that I've known. On average, they are completely and absolutely unhappy. Despite the fact they own private jets, date the most beautiful women, and have the world at their feet, they are some of the most empty, unhappy people you will ever know. The only people I know that are celebrities that are happy are people that have moved out of L.A. and don't want anything to do with it. Mike Judge is a happy guy, but he's an engineer and loves comedy and just loves to go listen to good music and have fun. And he's totally down to earth, and he's a producer and made more than $1 billion. By the way, Mike's in town. I just was too tired last night to go out, but I might go out tonight. I need to give him a call. I'm not name dropping. I'm just giving you an example. Silicon Valley, King of the Hill. Office Space, movies like that. Jesse Ventura overall is a happy guy because he likes to exercise, likes to fish, likes to take care of his family, likes to golf. Could care less about being a celebrity. And I guess I've known a few other people, but those are names I can't mention on air that are celebrities and are happy. But you look at consciousness itself and the fact that we can see beauty and share beauty with others. And all the studies show it, helping others, teaching others. There's more than one way to live forever. We're told there's immortality, and we're told there is replication. And the only form of immortality that we know for 100% fact we have is replication. But we know pure replication always leads into errors and stagnation. And so that's why in a competition-based system in the species, males and females compete in art, in literature, in physical prowess, in beauty, in physical accumulation to heighten the development of genetic models that build and complement the species. The globalist model, though, is one of physically trying to go into the DNA and the mitochondrial DNA and irrevocably mutating and sabotaging it to cause degenerative mutations and to not even cause mutations that statistically are known to create traits that could be desirable or desirous. Like the mutation of the Ice Age humanoid, Homo sapiens sapien, that you're looking at on your television screen right now. That would be culturally, worldwide, desirous. And why do I speak about these things? Because if you don't look at the world through the perspective of the technocrats, you are living in a matrix. And that's what I'm here to tell you. All this other news is simply a facade within the continuum of the manipulation. And the public is now awake to the fact that there is a manipulation and social engineering going on, but they're not awake to what the social engineering is trying to do. And this morning, I call it a flashback, but it's not really that. It's bringing up the data, the legions of examples of premeditated, admitted, ongoing, current, and past testing of degenerative and even lethal chemical, biological, radiological, nanotech programming into humanity in an ongoing total assault. And we have all the metric graphs to show the devastation that it is causing. And to know that we're all part of an experiment by a super elite to develop life extension technologies for themselves, but to also decide which way they want to mutate, whether it will be biological or electrochemical or purely silicon or an augmented meshing of the silicon with the electrochemical biological species. And that's why I drive up to a checkpoint with cops in riot gear. I mean, it might as well be pygmies, you know, playing with their tallywhackers. I am from the perspective of the technocrats, except I don't want to hurt them. I see how they're being manipulated following a programming system. I see how the public's being manipulated. I see all the different angles, and I simply want the public to not believe me, but to take the red pill, step back, and see it for themselves, and then it's all a joke. But to even communicate with the public, I've got to go in and model things and cover news most of the time from a substrata of the controlled paradigm to even try to get through to someone. It's like going into the Matrix, jacking in, and telling Neo in the first 10 minutes of the film, this is all fake, I can't really explain it to you, you need to take this red pill, but remember, this is going to freak you out, and all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more. But it is within that great truth coming out of Plato's cave, the allegory of the cave, that you are alive and that your consciousness and your awareness flowers into a fractal paradigm of expanded understanding that is limitless. And then you come face to face with the realization that the elite are 100% on this page, but have made the decision to wall off 99%+ of the public, and that they are on a power trip, because even though they're intellectually smart and scientifically smart, they don't have heart, they don't have soul. They are so wicked that it seems to them the evil course is the surest course, and you can clearly see out a few hundred steps that there's no way they're ever going to get out of this or be successful with the wavelength paradigm spirit that they have released. The spirit, the wavelength, the spirit of the age, the essence of the technology they're using, the cultural twisted mathematics, is a virus that will not build what they tell themselves they're building. It's building a nightmare. And then it hit me, the conspiracy, the criminal racketeering of the state of Texas in 2007, 2006, in the Gardasil HPV trials with Merck and all the deaths and autoimmune disorders and sterilization that was happening. It was, you know, in the journals, in the local news. Their answer was to triple down and to come out and say, it's the law, you've got to take this vaccine or mothers, you'll be arrested. Your daughters won't get cancer, even though the cancer is extremely rare. The vaccine insert says it doesn't protect you. And we knew it was going to be linked to sterilization because it had already done that in a lot of the trials. And they went on the air and said it was the law and ran TV ads, which became the model in India and Mexico and everywhere else. And everywhere after the first few rounds there, they outlawed it in India because they went and studied it in the local news. And national news said, no, it's a sterilant. And the government got in trouble for that over there. I mean, it's admitted what it's doing. And then I've got to sit there with someone that's known me for 6 years and convince them not to take it or not to give it to their child. And now they're giving it to little boys. And it just shows how deep we are in this whole thing. The cops give it to their kids. The bureaucrats give it to them. The FBI agents go give it to their daughters. And you all think you're part of the power structure. You're being murdered on record. It's like fluoride. It's in thousands of studies. 26 studies looked at by Harvard in 2012. Just type in Harvard study fluoride. Where if you drink it for a couple years, when you're a child, it lowers your IQ more than 10 points. And it gives you a sevenfold increase in bone cancer and a bunch of other stuff. Adrenal failure, kidney failure, liver cancer. I mean, my God. Absolute fact. And so I don't know to laugh or cry when some bureaucrat comes banging on our door and says, I'm from the state. I'm here to inspect your office for this or that and is on a power trip. I mean, I'm literally looking at a brain-damaged creature brought up on television their whole life on a petty power trip who drank fluoride their whole life and just wants a bigger truck or a fancier house or, you know, operates at an animal level of hating their supervisor. And I'm sitting there on a whole nother level, not on a power trip, in sadness at a wrecked creature, realizing, though, that it is a piranha and a servant of the system that destroyed them and shuttered the doors of perception and their consciousness. I mean, I've seen hundreds of local newscasts in the last 7, 8 years, 9 years with Gardasil. Hundreds. We've aired probably 50 of them here. Unto the point that I'm conditioned to where I don't even get upset about it anymore. And don't even talk about it when Rob Dew goes, look, another girl died from Gardasil. Sometimes the doctors admit, oh, yeah, you had a bad reaction. Other times they go, oh, we don't know why we gave it to you and you died in the clinic or died in the car on the way home or died the next day. And then, of course, the sudden death infant syndrome, they've confirmed in Australia and Japan. That's why they don't give babies shots before 18 months in Japan, that you give a baby, you know, a few dozen shots, they have an autoimmune response, their blood, they have an aneurysm, their brain bleeds, and you come in and baby's in a coma and then baby dies. It was only meant to brain damage your child. So they would be one of these zombies. But, you know, to be strong enough to do that, especially with little boys aren't as strong as little girls. That's the same in all mammal species, from whales to rhesus monkeys to Homo sapiens sapien. Girls are more hardy. That's a genetic design to be able to handle childbirth. Any medical doctor will tell you that. But you go and your little boy's got blood coming out his nose, and the police officers are going to take you to jail and indict you. Because the state, the cops don't know that they were murdered by the state. And the cops see a little baby with blood coming out its nose. They want, you know, and the hospital's going to say that you shook your baby. Because, you see, if that lie falls, if we admit the fluoride's hurting us, if we admit the shots are designed to brain damage us, then all the rest of it caves in, see? So they have to say you shook your baby. only admit it when your child dies at the doctor or on the way home or is old enough to where they can't blame you. Let's go to a short clip from the local news piece. This is up on Infowars.com from Wisconsin, WTMJ. And you see the image, this little 12-year-old girl. She doesn't get to get married. She doesn't get to have kids. She doesn't get to go to Cancun. She doesn't get to see the stars at night that are big and bright. She's dead now. Let's go to the clip.
So what caused the 12-year-old's life to be cut so tragically short? A few hours before she died, Meredith was complaining of a sore throat. Her mom took her to the doctor. While there, the 12-year-old also got the first round of the HPV vaccine.
When I came home, she had just thrown up and was non-responsive on my living room floor. I performed CPR, and she was taken to Waukesha Memorial, where she died.
And by the way, until 6 years ago, pregnant women were never supposed to take shots. Any doctor will tell you that. They knew that it caused all sorts of problems. And until 6 years ago, you never gave someone that was already sick a vaccine. It was well known to cause autoimmune problems and brainstem death. Probably what happened to her. And women will still take their daughters in for execution. So just remember, you've been warned.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assaulting.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative destroy Red Planet TV.
You got to set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Joseph Stalin. Robin Williams dies and the whole world mourns. A man who was super rich and powerful and successful and had a long life. But will anybody mourn for the 12-year-old girl, Meredith, had a zest for life, and it showed in her pictures. She was active and healthy, but now her family is trying to figure out what tragically cut their daughter's life short. And for every story of a death, there's hundreds of the wheelchairs and the blood pouring out from the sexual organ and from the eyeballs. And it doesn't matter how many people die, how many get sterilized, or how many foreign countries ban Gardasil. America will take it. Because the high priest up on the mountain said, you must do it, the medical doctor. And the medical doctors can never admit this is happening. Because then what does it say about their whole profession? That they're just big pharma pushers. Oh, and who set up big pharma in the last 100 years in Germany, in England, and the United States? Who set it up? The Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, the Rockefellers, who literally set up Hitler? Hitler had a plan that was the apple of British intelligence eye. They weren't going to go into Africa and Latin America and everywhere and just kill everybody, the subhumans, as they called them. They were going to take over and then taint the food and taint the medicine to dumb the population down into an orderly extermination. That's in Pulitzer Prize-winning books, by the way, like Rise and Fall of the Third Reich and others. Because the Germans needed living space. I think it translates Lebensraum. Am I saying that wrong? See, it's not that I was crazy, like Gnarls Barkley says. It's that I knew too much. Meanwhile, are we fighting? You know, if black folks would have rioted in New York 5-6 years ago when it was in New York Daily News that they were taking black kids from black women, they'd tell them, and then it was in the news. You want to keep your 2-year-old, sign these forms, let us have your 7-year-old. And they'd take the little black kid and they'd strap him down and take a week to give him pesticide till they died in a big pharma test. You don't have any animal rights folks that are worried about kids, though. They're only worried about rats not being tested on. That's the, you know, cause celeb for every young lady to be involved in. That's the you know, trendy thing to do, which I'm all for not having animal cruelty. But that was in New York Daily News. And no one got in trouble. Medical experiments on kids. They do it to poor whites, too, but blacks are their favorites. Nobody listens to them. No, we're going to have a woman fired from Black Educators Association because she wasn't really black enough. That's in the Egan News today. So you got the black folks worried about somebody not being black enough. But, hey, some kid, you know, hundreds of thousands of Christians getting killed. Nobody worries about that. It's the Palestinians. Again, I'm staff of the Palestinians. My point is we're only told to debate about 1,000 dead, not 200,000, 300,000 dead. This hour was brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. High quality, non-GMO, storable foods. You're insane if you don't have storable foods at this time and date, in my view. 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. And please don't forget, we're running 10% off everything at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the videos, the Made in America apparel, the Molon Labe Come and Take It belt buckles, the magazines that are already at cost, so now it's below cost. We're running it for 1 week, 1 week only. Back to brainwashing special to counter that, to fund the InfoWar, InfoWarsStore.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency.
potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.